The U.S. Department of Energy recently announced the award of a $1.1 million grant for a small hydroelectric project on Prince of Wales Island. As KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports, owners of the Reynolds Creek project are hoping to begin construction in 2010, although they have yet to secure all the necessary funding for the project.
U.S. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu this month announced $13.6 million in funding for new clean energy projects on tribal lands, including $1.1 million for Reynolds Creek. The 5-megawatt project is owned by Haida Power, a joint venture between Haida Corp and Alaska Power and Telephone. Haida Corp President Lisa Lang says her company hopes the hydroelectric project will help to develop the Prince of Wales Island economy.
There's many opportunities that energy could bring, but I'll tell you one thing, if you miss the opportunity to provide the energy at a low cost or even to provide it at all, you will not be able to sustain economic development. And really, I think Haida Corporation is looking at economic development and business development also.
Lang says the Reynolds Creek project would be tied into the main power grid on Prince of Wales, which is currently fed by two hydroelectric projects and supplemented by more expensive diesel power. She says more hydroelectric power is needed on Prince of Wales.
For the past summer, I think past 2 years, they've had to run on diesel, even though they have these two hydro projects on the northern end of the island. And one of the differences is that our project is at a lower elevation, and one of the benefits for us is that we would more than likely be not frozen up and unable to provide power. Or when there's surpluses on the island, for example, in the summer, there's a cold surge that just opened in Craig, and we would like to be able to provide power to that. Any kind of projects that are coming online, any kind of building and developing, we would be able to meet those needs.
The run-of-river hydroelectric project would be constructed on Reynolds Creek, about 10 miles east of Heidelberg near Copper Mountain. Lang says HydaCorp has spent nearly $3 million on the Reynolds Creek project. With the Department of Energy money, Haida Power has secured just over $4 million in federal and state grants for the project. But Lang says the project is estimated to cost between $16 and $17 million. Lang says Haida Power will continue to pursue grants, but is also looking at other financing options.
At this point, what Haida Corporation and AP&T are looking out to do is to move forward on finding either a low interest or a zero interest loan so that we can go to construction.
Lang says a Federal Energy Regulatory Commission permit requires Haida Power to begin construction on the project no later than October of 2010.
We have to have a shovel in the ground ready to go by that day, and that's a very tall order because the FERC requires a lot of things. We need to have a financial plan. We have to have a lot of our ducks in order, and that's what we've been working on so diligently to work towards the actual date that we go to construction.
Anticipated to be 20 feet long and 6 feet high, Reynolds Creek is considered a small hydroelectric project. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.